Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Southern Decadence.
I was supposed to go to that one time, but then a huge hurricane called Katrina wiped it all out.
They still had it. People still went to it.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the Katrina one. It was a few. They actually had the hurricane, but the airlines didn't shut down the airport, so they wouldn't give me my fucking money back.
So did you go?
No. Oh. I was too afraid. I didn't want to go and get stranded.
Girl, you just would have been watered up.
Ain't nobody got time to be Katrina'd.
Ain't nobody got time
to be Katrina'd.
Katrina'd. Cut to the Trina.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. Have we said this already?
Yes.
Oh, who are you?
Decadence.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
As to why we were speaking about it 5 minutes, girl.
Oh,
she old.
What's in my mind? You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of Rogers Park in the Chicago
Royers
area. Rogers Park.
Someone said that they liked when I would follow you, sing your...
Oh, my rant.
Yes. I'm like, oh, that's not fun for me.
It was good. I heard it when we did it because I was like, oh, I forgot what we were talking about. So let me go this back
was,
and listen.
It was actually the last episode that we released. Yeah. Before Pride 48.
It was about people talking on the phone at work.
Yes. Because Baron Frosty had a lot to say about that.
Right. Y'all, apparently it's an epidemic.
A common thing. It's a common thing. So, y'all, we have tons of stuff we want to get to on this episode. And so, first of all, I want to say thank you to Big Fatty for sending me a happy birthday shout out. I know that I sent him a voicemail, or I called his voicemail and said thank you. But I just want to publicly thank him again for saying happy birthday, since my birthday was on Wednesday, September 2nd. So thank you very much, Big Fatty. I have listened to, that's the second episode that I listened to, and the only reason why I listened to is because I wanted to hear my name.
Right.
I, moving forward, will not listen to you again. Just kidding.
So September of next year, right, you'll be. Right.
So September of next year, I'll be on the lookout.
Right.
No, but it was, I actually caught myself, it's the chair. I actually caught myself laughing a couple of times while I was driving.
Wow.
Well, I sent Ricky a text message of the aluminum tube of death.
Yeah.
Aluminium
tube of death.
Yes. I was cracking up in the car when I heard that. I was like, oh my God, that is so fucking hilarious. But anyways, so thank you very much, Big Fatty, for sending me happy birthdays. I appreciate.
And he's like, thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
So we have a message actually from our website. I was like, oh, what? Oh,
that still exists?
Right. It's from Montana. I don't know if it's from a person named Montana or if it's from actual Montana.
Well, I would probably venture to say that it's from someone named Montana.
It says, you're both hilarious. Look, all I want to say is I start laughing every time I imagine the montage of what happened after you pooped yourself. Wipe me, daddy. So funny. And it's worth another shot. Almost. It's almost another. It's worth another
shout
600. Show 600 and almost 650.
Not Flow Bear.
I think maybe his keyboard got stuck, or maybe it didn't translate through the website.
Oh my God, what if he was having like an epileptic attack?
No, stop it. We don't want to think about that.
No. Can you, Flow Bear, can you, email us again and explain that part. Because we're confused. We don't know exactly what you were trying to say in that little piece.
So
of
what happened was, right.
I was eating some honey and my shit got stuck.
What happened? All right. So next we have a phone call.
Oh, wait. Do you want to read the email before?
Of who?
Should I say the name?
What? We read the some on the show.
Oh, okay. That's something different. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, we have a voicemail. You ready?
Ready as can be.
Ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, stinky orangutans. It's Tuesday. Anyway, I just wanted to call and say, great job in Vegas. You guys did good. And who knew Roger was so big on tacos? Just kidding. That was dirty. Anyway, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Chiclets. All right. See you guys. Bye.
Happy birthday, Chiclets.
I love Kathy Baker. She makes me smile. Thanks.
She's funny.
Thanks, Miss Bacon.
Thank you for calling, Miss Bacon. We really appreciate it. I totally just steal that from Big Fatty. I don't even reference.
Well, apparently he stole all that from Auntie Vera right. Charles. So, and so we're all borrowing.
We all borrow from people. It's okay.
Tay in the wind. Go tay in the wind. What is she trying to say? Is she trying to say we're going to play in the wind?
I think it's she says, I'm feeling the wind. I think that's what she's saying.
Oh, and it sounds like tay. Tay in the
wind. Because that's what I said Ivy looked like the other day when
Jodie Foster did that role, right? Mm-hmm. She played that role. She did such a phenomenal job. That was a sad movie. It's so sad. But, you know, whatever.
All right. Next phone call. Sure. We only have this phone call, and then we can get into our subjects.
Yes. And I want to send a couple shout outs before we get into our subject. So go ahead and.
G'day, Ricky and Roger. Auntie Cruiser calling from LAX to thank you for a lovely Pride 48 weekend. Yeah, very, very good weekend. Pardon me. And, can't wait to do it again. So, yes, we've got to start nagging the suits because 2017 is a long way away. Okay, bye.
RT Cruiser is so cute.
He's very cute.
He's from the Australias.
He's from Aussie. He's an Aussie.
I love him. He's just funny. He's like Mr. Talkative, and he wears the coolest shirts. Like every time you see a shirt, it's like a cool fucking shirt.
It's almost always. Well, the last time I think he wore something very inappropriate. Every time, like it was, it had something inappropriate. And this time it was like he walked out of Hawaii 5-0. Mm-hmm. He did have the coolest shirts on. Thank you for calling.
All the way from Australia. He also brought us Tim Tams.
He did, and he also brought us Vegemite with chocolate.
Oh, the chocolate Vegemite. That wasn't...
That wasn't as bad, don't lie. It was good.
It wasn't as bad as eating straight up Vegemite, because...
I don't think it's bad.
That was like... Ooh.
To me, it tastes like a bouillon cube. Like with just like a little bit of water and not enough like...
Like paste.
Like bouillon paste. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was bad.
That has to be bad for you. It has to have so much sodium.
I'm like, this is good for you. It's Vegemite.
All I ever remember is the video of Mariah Carey in Australia, and they gave her Vegemite for the first time, and she's on stage, and her face. Hilarious.
I have never seen that. What?
Yeah, it was back in Heartbreaker. Like,
I'm going to have to look that up because I've never seen that ever. Well, first of all, I would never think that she would try that because that's probably like beneath her.
Right.
She's like, hey, caviar, darling, caviar.
Darling. one thing I forgot to mention in the last show about Pride 48, you guys, I want an awesome quilt.
Yeah.
And it's like a seat. It folds up into like this cover, which makes it into a seat. It was like... amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I really like even the little bag that it kind of like stuffs into.
Oh my god, that I bet my computer would fit in that.
Oh, it could be. You could probably sew. Well, that's probably too much work for you. But I was gonna say you could sew like a sort of like a strap, so that way you could strap it, like clip it, and you could use it as a book bag.
That's a lot of work. Yeah, we'll just use it as the quilt holder. And then we're faced with the laziness. Right. Also, some people won the colorings that I did.
Mm-hmm, that was really fun.
I've seen one that was
framed
already, so that was pretty cool. The owl.
Also, too, we want to send out well wishes to Tim. I know he's gotten a lot better, but we just want to make sure that he knows that we are always thinking of him, making sure that he's okay and he's much better.
He got a little sicky sick.
He sure did get a little sicky sick.
I was here
for that, but
this year, this is the second year in a row I have arrived without any type of illness from Vegas. I am proud of myself because the previous three or four years, mm-hmm. I've come home like
hawking up something
really sick. Although I smoked like 50,000 cigarettes last weekend.
Yeah.
Unwillingly.
Unwillingly. Every time we walked out of our room, we're like, no, ma'am. And there we came back and we're like, I can't breathe.
So you said you had some shout outs.
Yes, I wanted to send out a shout out to Ryan, and I wanted to send a shout out to Lewis from the Canadas, Northern Mexico. Mm-hmm. I just want to say hi to those boys. Anyways.
Oh, who is this?
Well, you know Lewis, but he's one of our listeners, mm-hmm. and he also follows each of us individually and Fun Monkeys on Facebook. And Ryan is just a cute bearded boy from somewhere.
Cute bearded boy from
wherever.
Canada.
No, he's not from Canada. I think he's from New Hampshire. No one knows that. No, but I just started talking to him, and he was like, and I told him we do a podcast, and he's like, oh, I listen to podcasts. And I'm like, oh, well, take a listen to ours, see if you like it. And of course, he came back and, you know, kind of confirmed that.
Oh, we have an iTunes review too.
That, you know, I'm a comedic genius. And
well, that
was not displayed at Vegas, let me tell you, honey. It was not in Vegas. But anyways, we were talking about our love.
Neither one of us were on. We were on our fucking Z game. Not even close to A.
So, okay. I just want to say that I think the thing that happened with Vegas, and I was telling Ricky, was one, the year before, we had a little courage juice. And this time, we didn't. And I didn't expect to be as nervous as I was once I got on stage. Because it kind of goes back to that conversation that we had the last time before we went to Vegas, where we were talking about how, like, you know, we're not necessarily the people that, like, we're not this always, like, we're not as on when you meet us.
Right.
We're a lot more, like, tamed. We're more, like, reserved and nervous and blah, blah. And so, like, to put us in a situation where we're, like, being stared at by, like, fives of tens of people,
right?
and then have to have these fucking stadium lights. We weren't
on stage, darling.
Stage. And those lights were so fucking hot,
right? I don't know how people do it. Actors, oh my god, what would you do if you were a famous actor and you had to be under those lights all the time as much as you sweat? Well,
okay, so before I will answer that, but do you realize that do you ever notice how far the stage is from the people? They do that for a reason. Mm-hmm. They do that so that way the person who's the actor or the person who's being interviewed can't see the first couple faces because they're kind of blinded by the space in between. So they do that for a reason. That's why there's like that space. Now certain places like a theater where you go and perform, you always see that the people are kind of further, like the actors are a little bit further into the stage and they are closer to the stage because the people that are sitting, the audience is closer to the stage. So they do that for that particular reason.
No, what I'm talking about is your perspiration problem.
Oh my God.
What would you do?
I was sweating in spots that I haven't sweat since we got mugged at the bank. Like it was, I didn't realize like how fucking hot and sweaty I was because I was so fucking nervous. It was a shit show, y'all.
It was
bad. It was like, it was, I wanted to be like, can I do a real do over?
Right.
Please.
But, so I'm not for sure if we read this, let me sit down here so I can read this easier. Squeeze me. Let me get myself situated here. Sorry. You guys, we like to stand up, and then we like to sit down, and then we like to stand up.
It's like we're in church. It's like we're in Catholic church.
Okay, so I'm not for sure if we read this one, but it's from August 9th. It's called Lurker But Listener.
I don't know if we did. I can't remember.
I'm a longtime listener to Ricky, and now Roger, and enjoyed seeing you in Vegas last year. Yours is one of the few that I listen to as soon as that is released. Thanks for your frank discussions as well as your comedic deliveries.
Well, you know. Once again, the genius is confirmed. Right.
I feel like I've gotten to know you over the last few years and look forward to listening to many more episodes in the future. Lurker Rick.
No, we didn't read that one. But thank you so much for leaving us I'm assuming a 5-star review.
Yes, it was very 5-star-ish.
Okay, thanks.
We have another 5 stars too. It's from Shaxta79.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
I'm finally caught up.
Oh.
I have binge listened to this show the last few months, and I think this person wrote this on an iPhone because it's a little, they have some mistakes. and I have
thank listened, you for pointing that out. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just that's why I paused because I had to
kind of figure out what they were trying to say.
Decipher. I've been listening to the show the last few months, and I have listened to every episode that is available, which I'm not for sure how many are available. If you go to the website, you can all of them are available. I must say that listening to the way Ricky has grown and changed over the years is very touching. He has been through a lot and still continued to podcast through it all. Some of it was good. Some of it, not so much, but all the way through it was real. There have been many co-hosts over the years, but in my honest opinion, Roger brings a new life to the show. He has a genuine catty sense of humor that I relate to and brings that out in Ricky as well. The only problem is now having nothing to listen to on a daily basis, and I fear for my sanity. Oh well, there is always alcohol. Anyway, great show, guys. Keep it up.
I like his train of thought.
Thank you, Shaxta. Like I said,
or her, because I don't.
Or her,
yeah, because I.
Yeah, there was no.
He or she.
Yeah. All of it.
I don't want to say she he because that's like offensive.
Yeah. but if you go to the website,
right,
and you go through the count, there's like a little drop down, and then you could see all the shows from all the years.
And I know it's available through the iPhone because you guys. We listened to an old episode
right
through the iPhone last
apparently
time.
Apparently, 261 is a show that
is favored by a few.
Right. I laughed. I think it was a 30-minute show, and I laughed about 28 and a half minutes of
it. Yeah, it was a very giggly show. I do have to say that reminds me of a couple episodes of ours where we, like, literally the entire, like, from the get-go, it was literally like just laughing nonstop. I don't know. That would be annoying to me just because, like, I want to hear your content. I don't want to hear you laugh the entire time. But it was funny.
This was like my big girl laugh was on, like, 24/7 that day. But it was funny. I went back and listened to it. It was my old co-host, Julian, who was my roommate. And he had some funny shit to say. Yeah. So if you want to go listen back to 261, that one's hilarious.
Yes.
We listened to it this weekend.
Yes. Or
last weekend at Pride 48. So girl, Kim Davis.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have to get right
Let's
into
get
it.
Into this bitch right now.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't know. Can I put this on pause for a second? Sorry. Okay, so we're back.
Sorry about that.
Kim Davis, you guys. This bitch. If you're not in the United States, maybe you're a listener outside the United States. I'm pretty sure if you're in the United States, you know the story.
But there's this
lady named Kim Davis who is in Kentucky. She works for a county. She is the county clerk there. And she has refused to issue any marriage licenses to anyone because she feels like that she shouldn't have to because it's against her religion. And she feels that if she has her name on the marriage license, that she's condoning what the person is doing, which is a sin. So she fought it, went to the Supreme Court. You know, the Supreme Court's already made the decision,
right?
Marriage equality throughout the United States. It then went back, her case went to the Supreme Court because she was trying to overturn it, her decision, or, you know, trying to force her to do it.
Right, right, right.
And the Supreme Court, they didn't say this in the report, but I know in the offices because, you know, I have friends. They were in the office and they're like, bitch, please. Get your ass back to Kentucky and issue some licenses.
Girl, go on back with your basic self.
Right. And this lady is real basic. Like, but this is the thing.
She's talking
about the sanctity of marriage, yet she's been married 4 times. In her third marriage, she got pregnant by her first husband.
No, her second husband.
Second husband had twins or got remarried, got divorced, had the twins, and remarried her first husband.
No, I think. her second husband.
I mean, how much more sanctity could you get with
so
that?
So technically she was married. She's married to three people, but married one of them twice because she divorced him and then remarried him after she had got pregnant.
Hot mess.
First of all,
she's not refusing to do it. Well, she refused to do it, but she told all of her workers, no, you cannot do this.
You know, and that's the thing, first of all, this is the problem with, you know, the religion and the government and how they're so in bed with each other, because even though there is separation of church and state, we still have laws that say, you know, you're protected for, you know, if you're having religious persecution. Now, I'm not saying that she has religious persecution because that's not what this case is, but there also should be, you know, something that states that if you are working in a government job or if you are working really in any job that isn't church,
mm-hmm.
you should have no right to say, because of my religious belief, I can't do that.
I can understand it in private businesses. Private businesses, sure. Target, whatever. But as a government official, you can't. That's like the president, like, oh, whoever ain't Christian, sorry.
Right.
You know, you can't do that. And the thing is, well, now she's in jail because the court, the federal.
Found her in contempt.
Right. Court. And said, you have an option, which you think, I mean, they gave her an option of what she could do. She could allow her other clerks to issue the licenses and she would not have to have any involvement with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or she can go to jail.
And she chose to go to jail. And
she chose jail because she feels like her name should not be on whatever.
Which, you know what? Okay, like, that's fine. You know, that's fine. That you want to do that, that's fine. But, you know, the problem with that is that she wasn't elected into that position. So she technically can't get fired.
She has to be impeached.
Yeah, she has to be impeached. And so it's not going to happen. Like that. I think it's going to take all, now that she's been put in jail and all that stuff, I think that is probably going to get to the point. And I guarantee you that other people in that, not necessarily office, but the people that are her like superiors or like her counterparts, they're going to be like, you know what? I don't want Kentucky to look bad because your stupid ass wants to do that. So we're going to impeach you.
Well, her workers, the court also gave them the option. You can issue the licenses or you can all go to jail as well.
But so and now then, let me ask you a question because I only know the little things that I've seen on Facebook. I haven't really read into the story, but mm-hmm. like I've seen some of the videos and she did say she wasn't issuing no license. So right. Whether you were a straight couple or a gay couple, she was not issuing
any license. She had two straight couples and two gay couples sue her.
So, which, okay, that's great. But if you are going to do that, how is it that you can stand in front of these people and say, I'm not going to issue you a license, but then you yourself not hold up to that sanctity of marriage that you're trying to.
But she found Jesus 4 years prior. So anything that happened to her before, it's all forgiven. Like, yeah, you just forget about
right,
that part.
Right. So I just think that that's, you know, it goes kind of back. I think we've discussed this in it just kind of goes back to the whole, like, you can't be a fucking hypocrite and then eat your cake too. It's just, you can't do that. Like, it just, I think as a Christian person, if you are found, you know, if you find forgiveness in the things that you've done, how is it that you can look at someone and be like, I don't agree with your lifestyle, so therefore
no one will. Right. Not just me, but no one will.
You know, and the other thing too, do we know anything about like the other, like her employees? Like, did they,
her mom was the county clerk for 27 years. She worked directly under her mom. Her mom retired, she got elected, and now she's the clerk, or the main clerk,
mm-hmm.
and then her son works under her now. And her son is refusing to give licenses, but the judge was like, whatever, we got five other people that can do it, whatever you want to do. So, but now she is saying that the licenses that are being issued are void and null because she said the only way that they're acceptable is if she approves it.
I mean, I'm sure the court is going to have something to say about that because
whatever. It's happening regardless of what she thinks, and she can sit in jail and fucking rot. I don't care. I'm just like so through with people like that. There's two other clerks in Kentucky also that are refusing to do it. For some reason, they haven't been sued yet, or, you know, I don't know what's going on with them. But get over yourselves. It's happening and tough.
You know,
and then her husband was like, just because five Supreme Court justices decided on this situation doesn't mean it's a law. No, you dumbass. It does mean it's a law. You're fucking stupid.
You work for the government. How do you not know that that's a law? That's a law. It's a law. It's like there's no way around it unless it's retracted. And they're not going to retract it because it's now a law.
They feel the only laws that are viable are the ones that are introduced by Congress. All of a sudden.
And didn't she say something like, I abide by God's laws? Oh, really,
God's
bitch?
Authority.
Yeah.
The guy asked her, under whose authority are you denying us our license?
And she said, God's
authority.
Just fucking ridiculous. Like, these people like that just irritate the shit out of me. I try not to pay them any mind as much as I can. You know, but the thing about it, you know, at the end of the day also, too, it's like, you know, because not gay people, but just people in general. Well, why don't they go to another county? But
no,
but that's not the point. Like, I get where you're coming from. It's like, well, why you want, if they don't want to do it, fine, that don't do it, go to another county. That's not the point, is that they shouldn't be doing that. Like, they shouldn't have to go to another county to get married when all across the country it's allowed.
And also they pay taxes there.
They pay citizens. Her salary.
Yeah.
And that's what, because one of the last videos I saw,
the guy was pissed.
He was like, I pay your salary. I give you your check. Why? You need to do this to me, for me. And she was like, no. And I was sitting there going, I'm like, why are you so fucking hateful? I don't get it. And he even asked her, like, why are you being hateful? And she was like, I'm not being hateful. She's like, have I been disrespectful to you? She's like, I haven't been disrespectful to you. She's like, I'm just telling you, we are not issuing any marriage licenses of any kind to anyone.
She's a bitch.
And I was just sitting there going like, oh my God, you clearly don't know what you're talking about.
In a lighter situation, of course, the internet like fires up as soon as like,
oh my God.
And you know, so now there's a Twitter account that's called Sits by Kim Davis.
Oh yeah.
And it's apparently her coworkers that sit next to her that are always complaining about different things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's funny. You guys should take a look at that. But one thing that I read, I don't know if it was in a news article or maybe someone posted it on Facebook as a update or, you know, whatever, but they said if she was a true Christian and a person that believes in Christianity, a true Christian would say, congratulations, I'll pray for you. Or, you know, something like that. Not like fucking, we're not going to do anything for you. But, you know, because the whole Christianity thing is, even I don't like it, but it's supposed to be like, hate the sin, not the sinner kind of thing. It's kind of stupid. I mean, but you're supposed to kind of practice that. So even if the person is committing adultery or whatever, you're still supposed to, you know, treat them with kindness. You know, you're supposed to treat people nice. She's
well, that's what I don't that. Understand. That's what always sort of, it just leaves me. It's like, I don't understand how you can be like that. Like Christianity or any really any religion is based on like being, you know, like kind to each other and being respectful and, you know, like you said, praying for, you know, the person. So hating the sin, not the sinner. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't understand how you can be that way.
You know, I'm still mad about the creamer situation at work. So I tweeted, I was like, do you think Kim Davis is the type of person that would take your creamer from the refrigerator?
Oh my God, totally.
And then, and then say she didn't do it. And everybody's like, yes, she's that person.
She's totally that person. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, couldn't be, I mean.
Could be not interested at all.
Right. So we're at.
I mean, oh, what the hell is... Is that printing?
Tony must be printing something. That's weird.
Oh, is he here?
Maybe. I didn't hear him, though.
That's really weird.
So, we're going to talk about a little bit of, you know, industry stuff. What do you think about this feud between Miley and Nicki Minaj? Have you watched it? Did you watch the video?
I did watch the video, and she went in on her. She was like, and this bitch over there.
But I think Miley, she was right on. She was like, oh, really?
Right. And she's like, oh, you're really going to bring this up right now? Okay, well, we're going to handle this.
Congratulations,
Nicki. Yeah, I know. I'm like.
And then she was like.
Right.
I was like, oh, no, she did not snap her hair.
You know, I don't. A lot of people were saying that it was planned, and I don't know if it was planned. But all I have to say is that it's stupid. It's just right. dumb. It's ridiculous. It's like, you know, get over yourself. I'm so tired of these fucking artists who feel like they're entitled to get awards. You know, bitch, if you were that good, you would have got the award. Same thing with like Kanye West. Same thing with all these people. It's like if they thought that you were that good, then you would have got the fucking award.
Well, also Miley Cyrus said in her reply, she goes, "I lost to this in 2008. Who cares?" Oh, I hope this is Tony printing something and not some random person that's grabbed onto our Wi-Fi.
Could they print to your Wi-Fi though?
I don't know. This is weird. I don't know what it is. Tony must have printed it. So yeah, I think it was probably real, but I think Nicki Minaj is a fucking bitch.
Yeah. Sorry.
So I, girl, yo legs,
my kinkles,
your kinks,
they're so swollen. I think I'm gonna go. Poor I think thing. I'm dying.
You're having Pride 48 fluid buildup.
Residual nasty. My body's purging it.
But also Miley Cyrus's video and her album, her new album.
Have you listened to it? It's so weird. So weird.
I'm like, it's totally like she trapped herself in a closet and recorded like.
No, it's like she took fucking drugs and then recorded it.
She did, totally.
It's like she dropped acid and was like, I'm just going to read. Woo, look at this.
And the video with the spitting out glitter.
Oh my God. It was weird. Weird. It was not like Bangers. Bangers was good.
But her VMA performance was pretty good with all the drag queens and everything. That was funny.
Yeah. Laganja Estrancha, when she did the dead drop, death drop, she was like, bitches. I was like, excuse me.
And there was Latrice Royale was in there. Ooh, I love her. She was dancing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I love her. And
Alyssa Edwards was in there too. She was given
and so was
Alyssa Edwards' face.
Yeah, she was.
Shangela. Shangela was in there.
I love
all of them. All of them were in there.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Have you listened to the episodes where she was on with RuPaul?
I haven't listened to the whole thing, but I have gotten.
She's such a good like interviewee. She just is that type of personality. That's the kind of interview you want to have with someone. Like it's fun, it's light, but you know you could touch on serious subjects and still keep it light and funny. And I just love that about her. Have we figured it out?
Oh,
maybe it was just like a test print.
No, it's from Bank of America. It's a payment of some sort, an ACH payment.
Okay.
All right, I think we're going to go. I don't think we have too much more to talk about.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Hello. Oh. We need to speak about what has been going on in Janet Land.
You got 5 minutes.
Don't time me. So I'm sure as everyone has seen who follows me on Facebook, my Facebook is literally Janet this, Janet that, Janet everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So Janet released her cover for her album, and she has officially released the name, which is called Unbreakable. And she also allowed you to pre-order it, so go on ahead and pre-order it on iTunes, Amazon.
I thought you did that already.
I did. No, she hadn't done that yet. She just did it this week.
No, I thought you pre-ordered it on her website to get a t-shirt
or something.
That's the physical album.
Yeah, I ordered that in a t-shirt so that way I could get the pre-sale. But that was but now you actually can pre-order it on iTunes and Amazon and all those other places. So go ahead and do that. Unbreakable by Janet, October 2nd. Anyway, so, and then she also released a song, the title track, Unbreakable. And it's just, I could already tell that this album is going to be like the Velvet Rope. Like, it's going to be a deep album. It's going to definitely touch on subjects that, you know, it's you know, stuff that she's gone through in the last 7 years. And the funny thing is that, like, when she did the Velvet Rope, I think it took her, I think it was like 3 years, I think 3 years and a half between the Janet album and the Velvet Rope. And it took her, she recorded that one. It took her a long time to record that one. And so I think with this one, it's going to be the same. So I'm really, really excited.
She did
excited.
A song for every year that she was out of
right,
business.
Exactly. 17 songs. No interludes. All music.
She's like the queen of interludes.
Yes. And all, I mean, the entire album, like, that's insane. I've never seen, unless it's like a double album. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what she's going for, because the title track, Unbreakable, the first thing she says is side one. Like, she's like side one. And then, she starts singing or whatever. So I think that's why there's so many actual like songs on this album. Cause I think it's like a one part, it's like a part one and two. So it's just, it's really.
Oh, she's pulling a Justin Timberlake with his part one and part two.
I hate you for mentioning him and her in the same sentence.
I love him.
I do too, but I just never mention the two in the same sentence. Like, I don't ever even compare them. They're.
Well, one's male, one's, well, Michael Jackson. Stop it. That was like, I did listen to just a few seconds of the song that came out. I didn't get to listen to the whole thing, but just hearing her talk, all I can see is Michael Jackson. I don't know why. I mean, I know she's a completely different person, but when I hear her sing, I just hear
and
Michael Jackson.
She's actually not whispering. Like, she's not like
she wasn't whispering.
She's actually singing.
She's out of whisper tone. She's out of whisper mood.
Right. She's, you know, she sounds very much like her and Michael sound very similar, mm-hmm. You know, especially when they do that like quieter, you know, singing, they do sound very similar.
Oh, I do have to say, I watched the video of her doing Scream.
Oh, for the tour?
Hate the pants.
Oh, my God.
That whole thing.
The harem pants.
Oh, my God. I hate that.
Yeah. A lot of people don't. A lot of the fans were bitching and moaning with those pants, but.
They're Justin Bieber pants. That's what I call them.
Well, they're MC Hammer pants. But lower.
Not so much MC
Hammer. I mean, no, they're MC Hammer pants, but lower.
She's a fucking flying squirrel. That's what.
Like, if she were to jump in the crowd, she'd be right. Like one of those, like, what are those called? Those
skydivers.
Parachuters that, yeah. Like,
yeah. That fly, that have, like, those suits. Yeah.
That's you open your legs, it's like, right. Yeah. Mm-mm. No, yeah. They're not particularly my favorite either. I don't like those pants, but apparently they're very they're very common in the dancing industry, because like they're easy to move and maneuver and your legs are
free. Horrible.
And I'm just thinking, why can't they wear jogger pants?
Right. Why can't they
just
be
as easy.
Free with
like, I don't know.
Get you some yoga mom pants.
But let me tell you, the opening, so she opens the tour with, you know, she says, here, I'll tell you what she says really quickly. She opens a tour with a new song. And then she...
it's the one by Melissa.
With Missy Elliott. Yeah, it includes Missy Elliott in there. And she says... I'm trying to get to it on my Facebook and I have a lot of shit on here.
So much Janet stuff.
A lot of Janet stuff.
I was like... Oh,
it's a little overwhelming. Even for myself, it's a lot.
Okay, get to it, girl. Come on. Talk about something else while you're looking.
Anyway, so she just says, like, you know, she's talking about, like, these things are people that have said stuff about her, like, you know, that's it's unspeakable, it's some other stuff. And then she says, like, they, you know, they must have forgotten who I am. And then in the background, it says, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but sometimes she's like, the one thing I want is my fans with me, because that bond is unbreakable. And then you see like these like
shards,
images
glass
of,
or something.
No, it's birds. It's a black eagle.
Oh.
And then you see her silhouette in the background and it's fucking amazing. And then she opens up the tour with like the new song with Missy Elliott. And it's called Burn It Up. I saw that and was just like, that's a badass song. That is a song that everybody's going to want to play because it's a dance club, like it's a dance song. And I'm like, that's going
to
be her number one.
So what if this, would you be willing to go to a dance club if they were like, if there's a chance that you would hear this song?
No.
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 Still not that much of a fan.
Nope.
No. You're like, I can have a dance club in my own shower.
Right. Did you want to really quickly, oh, okay, so I found it. So it says, some say to come this far is unthinkable. The revolution is unachievable. To dream this big is unspeakable. They believe that destiny is unreachable. They must have forgotten who I am. And then they say, there's nowhere else I'd rather be than here in this moment. But if I could go to the future and take only one thing, it would be you, my fans. Some bonds are just unbreakable. Mm-hmm. And then the birds fly away, and you see the silhouette of her. Did you want to talk about that couple that were in a relationship and then they broke up? You posted it on Facebook. It was called The Ann Project.
Oh, yeah. Like, so they took these two people that had broken up. I guess they continued to still be friends.
Or the asked, is it the Ann Project? I think that's what it's called. Yeah, I think it's what it's called.
And so they put these people at a table.
It wasn't just breakups, because I went to the website and it wasn't just
breakups. Oh, there's other videos?
Brothers and like, you know.
Oh, I need to see it.
Yeah, it's actually really, it's a really cool project, but go ahead anyway.
So they set these two people at a table. They put their questions face down and they ask really like intimate questions. Not intimate as in sexual, but like getting into the relationship. Like,
right.
They're asking questions that are uncomfortable, you know, for the other person to ask someone. And the one that I happened to watch was a guy and a girl that had broken up. And you could clearly see that they both really loved each other. And then they were answering the questions. And then she started to get upset and cry. But even he did start to well up, you know.
I think he still loves her.
Right. Which made me think, I always get more sad when I see a man cry because of a breakup,
mm-hmm,
than a girl, because we kind of
don't be sexist.
I'm not trying to be sexist
or misogynistic, according to
women, show their emotions more than a man does. It's rare that you see
Bryce is going to give you some shit for that.
I'm sorry, but I mean, it's true. When you see a breakup, the experience that I've had, it's always the girl that cries and the guy is just like, get over it,
right? Like, well,
but inside. They don't feel that way.
No. Well, you know what it is? It goes back to what I said about when we did have that discussion, is men, generally speaking, are grown up to not show emotion. Like, a lot of men. And I don't think it's so much in our generation anymore. I think there's still some of it, but I think moving forward, I think our generation and the generations that precede us they're not moving towards that. They're moving towards everyone has emotions. You need to speak on them. But there are men who just, that's what they've been told. You know, crying, no, that's for pussies. Like, I mean, it's despicable to say that because everyone has emotions. So I understand what you're saying. It's so much easier and quicker for a woman to go to that place because that's innately, that's where they always go first. Mm-hmm. Whereas with a man, it's like they turn introvert and they just internalize everything. And so to see him kind of well up, it's kind of like, oh my God, it's really sad. Like, it really hit him. And I think it's also kind of like, it's so respectable to see that, because then you know that he actually did really love her and loves her, and you know that he actually did feel that, because a lot of times men will just shut down and they won't say anything. And Bryce, you can look that up. That is true.
But like, just seeing I've never really seen a guy cry like because of a breakup. I mean, I've had guy friends all my life, but and I've been there like when people break up.
Right.
And so when you see a guy cry, it's just like, oh, wow.
That's
kind
deep.
Of like real, you know, like, holy shit. You know, this was like a real thing for him. And he really thought she was the one. And it's not always the girl breaking up with him. He could have broke up with the girl. Right. But I mean, you could just see how sad
it is. I think in
is.
That particular one, he broke up with her. I think it's what I get. Yeah, he broke up with her.
He cheated on her a few times.
But
or something like that.
Yeah, he was saying that he didn't actually. I mean, there was.
He got blowies.
There was physical contact, but not like penetration, if you will. Right. Like, but I just thought, you know, it was. I thought it was a really like kind of. I mean, it was even though it was sad and it made me kind of teary because it's like God, you can really see that they really did love each other at some point, and now their love for each other is very different. But it was also kind of beautiful because a lot of times we don't give each other that opportunity to go back or even really give each other that opportunity to be like, oh my God, like this is why I felt this way. And, you know, now we're in a better place, but like, you know what I mean? And it's that closure I think a lot of people look for, but they never get because they're too afraid of
what will happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. You should take a look at it.
Yeah. You guys should take a look. I'm going to go watch the other ones because I'm sure the ones that are brothers or sisters that, you know, there were fights and stuff. I'm sure that's interesting to see.
Yeah. There were some more relationship ones, but there were, yeah. The other one that I saw was like two brothers.
Okay. Anyways. You ready?
Yes.
Let's get out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Southern Decadence.
Southern Decadence. Which, by the way, if you guys don't know what Southern Decadence is, it's Southern Decadence. Go check it out. Check it out.
Oh my God.
It's like the gay.
Please do it in the privacy of your own home.
It's real dirty, girls.
Girl, because you're going to see something come up that you don't want anybody else to see.
Penises, assholes, balls.
Anyways.
And penises.
And balls.
All right. This is Ricky. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com. or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, left at yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.